Chapter 22, Chevalier Blanc.
Who are your new helpers, Liam?
Jeff, when did you get back?
Just now,
said the newcomer.
I thought you might spare me a snack.
Kara looked up from her cutting board to see a man standing in the door of the kitchen. Other than the fact that he was clothed in the colours of the palace guard, the man was average in every way. To Kara, he looked exactly like every other man in the world. Except one. She swallowed hard and took a ragged breath, then went back to chopping vegetables.
This is Kara and this Mary Jean,
said Liam to his newcome friend.
They arrived at our door a few days ago carrying the highest of recommendations.
The man didn't even bother to look at the girls.
And whose recommendations carry so much weight that you would allow strangers into the kitchen of the king?
The words were carefully measured and delivered with deepening interest. Liam's response was equally measured and delivered even more slowly.
It was the young man who sometimes works with me here in the kitchen. You know the one.
The guardsman looked confused.
You may remember the poor lad,
said Liam as he stared hard into the young guard's eyes.
Is the one who goes everywhere with a beagle?
The guardsman turned quickly to look at the girls and noticed Hope lying at Kara's feet.
We are friends of intellect,
said Mary Jane with a cheery smile.
Hello,
said Kara quietly, glancing up briefly from her potatoes.
Here, Kara, let me take over for you,
said Mary Jane to her friend.
The onions have made your eyes red again.
Kara gave a small nod of agreement and slipped quietly from the room. Hope padded softly after.
But there are no onions here,
muttered the newcomer as he looked down at her cutting board. Liam said,
it's a different kind of onion, Chevy. Don't give it another thought.
And as he slipped out of the room, he gave his brother a meaningful glance. But his brother wasn't ready to leave yet. He was staring at Mary Jane.
I'm Chevy White,
he said, and with a regal bow as he lifted her hand to his lips. Mary Jane smiled and nodded her head. She returned, blushing, to her work. Chevy watched her for several minutes, then went to find his brother Liam to hear what the story might be. Liam had obviously wanted him to support the fiction that Prince Intellect was merely a kitchen helper. But why? And in the dusty attic of the library tower, Kara stared longingly through a narrow window at the road that led to the palace.